Hi there. The word for today is Secrets of Self-Control. In Titus 2 verse 11, Paul writes, "The grace of God teaches us to say no." So here's the third thing you need to do in developing self-control. Talk back to your feelings. We put far too much emphasis on our feelings. We think everything should feel good or it's not worthwhile. We say things like, "I don't feel like studying," or "I don't feel like working," or "I don't feel like reading my Bible," or "I feel like having another drink," or "I feel like sleeping until noon." Don't give your feelings so much authority, because they're highly unreliable. If you allow them to, your feelings are going to control you and manipulate you. God doesn't want you to be controlled by your feelings. He wants you to master your moods. And you know what? With Christ as your master and his indwelling spirit living within you, you can master your feelings. So talk back to them. God says he wants you to learn to challenge them. Listen to this scripture, Titus 2 verse 11. "The grace of God teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright and godly lives." God's grace gives you the power to say no and do what's right. You have to take that power, but he gives it to you. And that power gives you the ability to say no to that feeling, to that desire, to that impulse. Are you battling a weight problem? Before you ever walk into the kitchen and open the refrigerator door, you have already begun to talk to yourself about eating. If you were serious, well, what you would do is challenge some of those subconscious attitudes about food. For example, when you hear your mind saying, "I just have to have a snack or I'll die," you have to stand up, talk back and say, no, I'm not going to die. In fact, I'll be healthier if I don't have a snack. Bottom line, God's supernatural power can help you to master your moods, your thoughts, and your desires. And that's the word for you today.